whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome on in, everybody. Welcome to Phillies Today. I, of course, am your host, Dan Wilson. Happy to be with you here. Now in the second week of January. Hope everyone's having a good new year thus far, a good 2025 thus far. It's a bit of a slow time for baseball fans. If you are like a baseball fan, like a baseball first fan, like I imagine a lot of people who tune into this podcast are, this is a tough time of year for you. I mean, listen, there are other sports going on, NFL, NBA, NHL, whatever, but the baseball's got a short off season by comparison to other sports. It goes into early November sometimes, ends in late October, early November, World Series. Then you got awards in November. You got the winter meetings in December. You got spring training, pitchers and catchers starting in February. Like, January's got to be the worst month of a baseball fan's life. It's cold. It's miserable out. It's really just got nothing to it. It's got to be the only month where there's nothing scheduled from a baseball standpoint. I mean, you have games. You have spring training in February, March. You know, season starts late March, early April. Takes you through September. Playoffs October, maybe a little early November. As I mentioned, the awards, winter meetings in December. There's literally nothing in January. Like, the baseball in January is like the equivalent of football in June. And there's just nothing going. And that can make it, you know, difficult, certainly, to, you know, get up and be excited to be a Phillies fan, or get up and excited to be a baseball fan. Now, you know, sometimes I get caught down the rabbit hole watching old videos. Maybe one of these days I will do just an episode dedicated to, like, hey, let's watch this old game, or watch that old game, or, you know, let's count down the 10 best things from this, or whatever, something to that extent. And, you know, that's fun, but we want new content. We want new stuff. We want to understand. We want to digest new things. And January is not the month to do that. Certainly not when there's snow on the ground in the Northeast. It just feels different. It is different. So, you know, seeing the weather this week certainly makes you root for warmer weather. I think everyone could get, generally speaking, on board with that. But where I wanted to, I guess, begin to a couple things. Number one is the video yearbook came out. That's the only thing got going in January, is the annual video yearbook, which I guess in the past, I think maybe they've released this in December. This year they decided to release it in January. Don't know if people, again, were as excited for this year's video yearbook. Obviously the way it ended. Great regular season. The video yearbook really is great at highlighting the regular season. Like, we as fans digest the postseason every which possible way after the fact, right? Like, we'll rewatch every game, any highlights, whatever. Very few highlights of this year's postseason from a Phillies perspective, other than the Castellanos walk-off in game two. But in prior years, like, there have been plenty of times where we have seen, you know, memorable moment after memorable moment, and therefore, you know, we just digested as much postseason baseball as we can. And then the video yearbook, it's really for reliving the regular season. I think baseball has the best regular season of any sport, frankly. I think it is the number one. I mean, it's a grind. It is 162 games. It is, you know, it's three game series here, three game series there. It's not like, I mean, I guess you could say football. It's got 17 games. Every game's an event. But at the end of the day, like, every game, I don't know, there's something about the long haul of a baseball season makes me get excited. And it makes me really, happy to reminisce more so. Like right now, if I was going through the Eagles schedule, and I have it in front of me right here, like I could go through the 17 games and I could say, all right, I could memorize these pretty well. Like I could memorize these games pretty well. They got the Packers in the playoffs. I could go through, you know, that first game against the Packers in Green Bay, and you know, Saquon had a big run, big touchdown in that game to start off, and they lost the Falcons, and Saquon dropped it, and then they beat the Saints 15-12, and I remember no one scored until the fourth quarter, and you know, they lose to the Buccaneers, team didn't show up, they went beat the Browns, you know, Sirianni brings his kids to the podium, they beat the Giants, Saquon says let the young guys eat. They beat the Bengals, which was a big deal, and that was like the first, you know, the first time they'd ever won in Cincinnati. And then they beat the Jaguars, Saquon's backwards hurdle. They beat the Cowboys in Dallas, first time they'd won there since 2017. Commanders on Thursday Night Football, they beat, and Jalen Hurts was wearing sunglasses in his interview with Scott Van Pelt after the game. They go to LA and beat the Rams, which was a big deal. That was on Sunday Night Football. They beat the Ravens. Cooper DeJean drilled Derrick Henry. They beat the Panthers. The next day, Brandon Graham, you know, kind of mouths off about the relationship between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. They lose to the Commanders. Hurts suffers a concussion. They clinch the NFC East with Kenny Pickett against Dallas. And then, you know, against the Giants the final week. That doesn't really count. But, like, that's just off memory. Like, that is just strictly off memory. If I were to go through, you know, NBA season, NHL season, especially a baseball season, I could look at it. I could try and say, oh, yeah, what happened in that series? What happened in this series? But there is just so much to manage, so much roster minutia up and down, so much, you know, stuff to try and recall. And because the season is so, like, I love playing Sporkle at the end of the baseball season of, you know, guys who played in a Phillies uniform this particular season. There were 40, 50-something on the team this year, and I had a lot of fun playing that game right at the end of the season. I should probably do it again just to test my memory on it. But, you know, bench guys, relievers, guys who had 1 week, like, they're all part of the story of the 2024 Phillies. They're all part of the story of whatever respective season you're talking about. And there's so much more of that stuff in baseball. How could you not be romantic about it, if you will? It's the kind of sport that just, there's something about it. There is something about baseball that just, there's a quality that does not exist in other sports. I don't know if it's because on any given night you don't know who your star is going to be. Like, you know, you turn an NBA game, assume the guy's playing. Let's say Embiid, you know, is playing. You know he's going to be the best guy on the floor. And then let's say, you know, Eagles. You know who Saquon Barkley is going to be the best player. Flyers, you know, everyone, all eyes are going to be on Meechkov. Like, Phillies, one night it's Bryce Harper. One night it's, you know, it could be Trey Turner. Next night it could be JT Realmuto or Castellanos or Bohm or whoever. And the beauty of baseball is you literally don't know what you're going to see. There's so much more quirkiness to it. The stars, you know, get out 7 out of 10 times. The pitchers rotate once every 5 days. There's a certain level of, you know, a certain level of spreading the wealth there, which I've always found to be pretty cool. There's a certain level of understanding that you can't just rely on one guy to go win a game. You can't just rely on one guy to go win a ball game. It's not how it works. It's not how it's ever worked. Unless they introduce the golden bat rule, which would be horrific for baseball, it will never work that way. So that is kind of where you sit back and you say, all right, there's something different about baseball. There's something really cool about playing the full 162. That the regular season matters. You know, take where the city of Philly is at with the Sixers right now, where, like, the regular season just feels meaningless. And part of this is the NBA's fault. Part of this is part of this is because they've rendered the regular season so meaningless due to the playoff system, the play-in system, etc., that the regular season just feels meaningless. I mean, the Sixers are, you know, more than a third of the way through the year, and, you know, it's just not the same going around playing NBA games. Like, the baseball season, the regular season has to matter. You can't rent, you know, first of all, only 12 teams make it, not 16. And really, it's like about 20 with the play-in, and that just can't. It just doesn't make for the best possible product. And divisions, playoff spots still come down to like one game, and sometimes there are good teams who can get in. And the other thing is the playoff system is just, you know, a little bit more random. It's just a little bit more random once you get there. So I think that is what makes baseball so. Like, there's still obviously an expectation of who's going to win, who's going to be good in a given year, but I don't know. Ask the Dodgers all those years. They flamed out in the division series. Ask the Yankees, who haven't won since 2009, whether that kind of standard flies up in New York as they lose Juan Soto to the crosstown rival Mets. Like, baseball, you got to play it on the field, and you got to be really, you can't fake anything over 162. You know, you'll have injuries, you'll have guys, you know, who go through good times and bad. At the end of 162, I hate to use a football cliche, but you are what your record says you are. And then, you know, when you get into the playoffs, that could be a little bit more random. Which, by the way, kind of feeds into why I don't think we've seen a ton of movement this offseason from the Phillies. I think they were relatively satisfied with the regular season. Now, I hope they pay attention to what happened late in the year. But I think at the end of the day, like, this isn't a team that is being disbanded because of how they played early in the National League Division Series. Like, this isn't a team that's being ripped apart because they lost in four to the Mets. Like, this is a team that has had, you know, had a couple of additions here this offseason. Jesus Luzardo, you know, probably the headliner of those. Jordan Romano as well. But overall, like, generally speaking, this is going to be the same team that enters 25, whether people like it or not. I guess we're in 25, but enters the 25 season. This is going to be the same cast of characters group that, because based upon what they saw in the regular season, because again, it's a regular season, for better or worse, it is a largely dependent regular season sport. And that's just kind of how it works. It's kind of how it's worked for a while. And so they're going to depend on that heavily to say what our offseason moves are going to be. So anyway, I got off track from the point there. The reason why the regular season is so great, the reason why baseball's regular season is the way that it is, the reason why baseball's, you know, is the greatest game, is because, you know, you have big games, you have small games, you have primetime games, and you got a noon game in Detroit, and you're on getaway day, and, you know, they all count the same. They all count for, it's every day. You know, you lose, you're right back at it. You win, guess what? You're still right back at it. Like, there is no resting on your wins, resting on your losses, kind of thing. And there's a different hero every night. Excuse me. There's a different hero every night. There's a different person who, you know, contributes to your ball club every night. You can't just ride the stars, so to speak. And I think those were really my takeaways. You know, I'll give you my direct takeaways from the Phillies video yearbook in just a little bit. But, you know, whenever I watch the yearbook, it's always a nostalgic feeling. Maybe not nostalgic, because that would suggest that it's going back years. But it does remind me of summer. It reminds me of, hey, here's how we got here. Here is a reminder of how this season went. Here is a, you know, here's all the work you put in as a fan. Like, I make an effort to watch as many of the 162 as possible. I produce a lot of the games. I go down to a lot of the games. It is a grind. It is an everyday commitment. And to follow, you know, who's up on the roster, who's down on the roster, that kind of thing, is a lot of fun. It's a lot of time. And, you know, it the payoff of when they make it to the postseason, when you feel like you've really followed that team all season long, you feel like there was a certain level of investment that you got the payoff from. And watching that video yearbook is just, you know, the same way you look back in the yearbook on your high school years, you're looking back in the yearbook on, you know, the regular season. Even in a year, I can still find enjoyment in a video yearbook like this. Because even though it ended in disappointment, like, I still can look back and be like, wow, that was a really fun regular season. And believe me, there were plenty of regular seasons that were not so fun. There were plenty of regular seasons that, you know, I'm talking 2012, 2013, you know, 2012 through 21. But really 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, regular seasons that were not fun, that had no promise of postseason baseball at the end of them. They were strictly a formality, so to speak, of what a baseball team was supposed to represent. And that was really sad. And I would invest in those teams just the same, if you can believe it. I mean, those were some tough watches. I can't get enough of baseball and Phillies baseball, so I was happy to do it. Didn't feel like work, but, you know, it was a different time back then. It was certainly a different time. I was a diehard. I would still put them on every night just to know what was going on. And I'll be interested to see after this little run here, you know, years from now. I'm not trying to write them off, but after 22, 23, 24, 25, you know, whenever this run ends and the Phillies do indeed fail and miss the playoffs yet again, what the interest will look like not too long from now, you know, how excited, how revved up people will get for this baseball team when attendance starts to dwindle. You know, Bryce Harper will still be on the team. Like, will the love affair with him run out? I'm kind of curious about that. Like, Bryce got here in 2019, so he's been here 19, 20, 21, is through 24. So 6 years thus far. He's been on the team 6 seasons thus far, which I can't even believe. 13-year contract, so theoretically he's going to hit the midpoint of that contract here this season. But what does the back end of that look like? You know, when he's playing first base, you know, in year 10, 11, 12, 13, the team stinks. People still come to the ballpark to see him. I mean, history tells us no. But he still is a draw. I hope Trey Turner gets back to the point of being a draw. I don't know what the rest of the roster will look like that at that point. But that's the kind of stuff I think about sometimes into the future, into what will the fan behavior look like. How long is this team's window? I've talked about that in the past. Of like, what is this team's window moving forward? How many chances do you get at this? Some people believe the window's already closed. They had 22, 23, 24. They're trending wrong direction. And some people truly believe the window is already closed. And that's not where I'm at. I don't think that's why you invested. I would ask those people, really? So you think you can just kind of tune out on the Phillies this year and it's not going to matter? Like, no, they're still going to make the playoffs. And this isn't basketball where... That was the point I was relating to the Sixers. Like, there is a fatigue level where people kind of just tune out the regular season. They'll check in the playoffs, and they'll be like, they lost, whatever. You can't do that with the Phillies. Like, there's too much ebbs and flows of the regular season to the point where I just don't think that's okay. I don't think that's not okay. People can enjoy baseball however they want, but I don't think that does a good enough job of encapsulating what the baseball season is supposed to be about. The investment in the 2025 season, I will be giving, and I hope, you know, people out there listening will give it too. This team deserves your full investment. This team deserves your full attention. And they will for years to come, I believe. But if you just shortchange them and say, yeah, give me the playoffs, in baseball, you're missing the point. In baseball, you are not fully grasping what, you know, this is supposed to look like. What would baseball from, you know, early spring to summer to fall is supposed to look like, is supposed to feel like, is supposed to represent. I think you're missing the point. And I strongly recommend anyone who maybe didn't get a chance to watch as much as they would have liked in the regular season to go check out the video yearbook. I think it'll kind of fill some gaps, get you ready for next year. Besides the fact that January just has nothing going in it baseball-wise, I think that it's a pretty cool thing to watch. And, you know, it's an hour 15, whatever. I think it's a fun thing to sit down and just be like, hey, this is how the season went. Here are the memories, you know, moments that you don't even recall. I think it's always fun to kind of go through and see points along the way because it is such a marathon. If you were to run a marathon, you wouldn't remember everything you saw. The baseball season is a marathon like none other. And that is what makes, you know, this so fun. That's what makes it so festive and enjoyable and such a summer atmosphere and what makes the game, yeah, so fun. So that's going to do it for this episode. In the next episode, I will, you know, kind of break down my favorite things in more specifically about this Phillies video yearbook. Also discuss potential, you know, what this lineup's going to look like come opening day, and a whole lot more. So that's going to do it for this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. Again, this has been Dan Wilson on the Phillies Today podcast. Be sure to stay tuned, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Again, on the other side, we'll dive more into the video yearbook and what this lineup might look like.